In the third chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus says, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." And in these words spoken by Jesus Christ, Jesus is showing us the relationship which exists among human beings, darkness, and evil. It is a relationship which has existed since the fall of Adam in the garden. It is a relationship which still exists today. Jesus goes on to say that everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Notice very closely that Jesus says, those who love, who prefer the darkness of their sin over the light of God's truth, over the light of God's righteousness, hate the light, because the light illuminates, it exposes. People do not want to have their sins exposed, and so they prefer the darkness because the darkness covers. But if you come to the light, you're going to be corrected on your sin. You're going to be told that what you're doing is contrary to God, and people do not want that. They purposely avoid the light of God's word so as not to be confronted with the evil and the darkness of their sin. Now, concerning evil, one would have to ask, first of all, how do you define evil? Exactly, what is evil? Today, when many people think of evil, they conjure up images of the devil, or maybe people involved in the occult, or perhaps it was something they saw in a movie. Others think of criminals who are guilty of murder and rape. Still others might think of evil rulers such as Adolf Hitler, Saddam Hussein, Joseph Stalin. Now it is true, all these are evil things, deeds, or people, and Jesus would no doubt associate all of them with darkness. But I have a personal question for you. Have you ever examined yourself? Do you abide in darkness? Have you ever done or thought anything that would be considered evil by Jesus Christ? What about the words you have spoken to yourself or to others? Let's take a look at what the Son of God, Jesus Christ, has to say to all of us about sin and darkness, about evil. And he said, coming from the 7th chapter of Mark's Gospel, "That which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications," which is sexual immorality, "murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness," or lustfulness, "an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness." All these evil things come from within and defile the man. Now I want you to notice closely to what Jesus Christ teaches concerning evil. It is not only the murderers and thieves of the world who do evil, but also those who commit adultery, have sex before marriage, take the name of the Lord in vain, which is called blasphemy, deceive others, are prideful. All these things and many others are what God refers to as sin, and sin is evil in God's eyes. Listen to what King David, a king of ancient Israel, says in his confession to God after his adulterous affair with another woman. He says, "For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight." So in King David's confession, we see two things. The first is that sin is evil. He says, "I have done this evil." And then second, that sin is a transgression or a violation of God's holy law of righteousness, the Ten Commandments. He says, "I acknowledge my transgressions." And so he sins against the holy law of God, wherefore the law is holy and the commandment holy. And then we're told in 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, that "whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law." King David understood this. Now, since we are all sinners, we all stand guilty of breaking God's law. For we are told in the Scriptures, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You see, the true state of human beings is not one of goodness in God's eyes, but one of lawbreakers. God sees us as lawbreakers, transgressors, living in the darkness of sin. We all live contrary to God's perfect, holy nature and His righteous law. Our nature stands in stark contrast with the nature of God. We're told that God is perfect, and that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. There's not one trace of evil in God. He is incapable of committing sin. Sin is darkness, it is evil, and it is absolutely contrary to the nature of God. Therefore, anyone who sins is acting in a way which is in opposition to God. Now reason this out. Since God is perfect and holy, He must turn His face away from all sins, for all sins are evil in His sight. Let's not start classifying sins so that we convince ourselves God only pays attention to the big sins. No, we are told in the Scriptures, "For whosoever shall keep the whole law yet offend in one point, he's guilty of all." You only have to sin one time to be declared guilty by God. Only one sin is sufficient to send you to an eternity in the lake of fire. Furthermore, concerning the nature of God, we are told by one of His prophets that He is of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity or sin. Now this is a very serious matter, because what it means is that God must turn His back on all people who refuse to turn away from their sins and call out to Jesus Christ for forgiveness. You have a choice. And people who choose to walk in the darkness of their sins have no fellowship with God, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto. A dark cloud of sin hangs over all of us. And that cloud of sin and judgment must be removed if we are to escape the wrath of a just and holy God who is angry with our sins. No one likes to think of a God who is angry. And I understand that an angry God has done much to turn people away from God. But nevertheless, it is a reality. A just and holy God, an infinitely just and holy and righteous God, must be angry with sin. For if He is not angry with sin, it shows that He condones it in a certain way, that it is not an offense to Him. But we're told in Psalm 90, verses 8 and 11, "Thou hast set our iniquities before Thee," that is our sins. Iniquity is sin, it is evil. "Thou hast set our iniquities before Thee, our secret sins in the light of Thy countenance. Who knoweth the power of Thine anger? Even according to Thy fear, so is Thy wrath." And so our sins are done before the face of God. And He has set those sins before Him. And He will judge those sins. And He will judge those who have committed those sins, which are those who have refused to repent and turn to Jesus Christ. You may be one of those people. There must be a way out. There must be a light in the midst of this darkness. The good news is that there is. There is light and there is forgiveness offered to the whole world. Jesus Christ says in John chapter 8, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Jesus came to open your eyes. He came to turn you from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, so that you may receive the forgiveness of sins. It is the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone who can bring you out from under this dark cloud of sin that hovers over you. He can bring you out from under the condemnation it brings from God. Here's how. The first thing Jesus did for us was satisfy the perfect righteousness of God by living a perfect sinless life, something you and I were unable to do. We are told in the 4th chapter of the book of Hebrews, in the 15th verse, that He was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Jesus Christ never violated or transgressed God's law of righteousness as we have. And so right there, we are shown that Christ is separate from sinners in the sense that He has not been stained with sin. Christ is separate from sinners. And because He was separate from sinners, because He was sinless, He was then worthy, He was then qualified to take our sins upon Himself and die in our place on the cross. We are told by the Apostle Paul in the 5th chapter of the book of Romans, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." And then the Apostle Peter says, that Christ bear our own sins in his own body. Through him taking our place on the cross, dying in our place, paying the wages of sin for us, and then finally rising from the dead. It is for these reasons the light of forgiveness and the gift of eternal life in heaven can be offered to you through Jesus Christ. And so I encourage you, right where you are, to make a decision to turn from the darkness of sin to the light of the world, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ says, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." And to repent means to have a change of mind. A change of mind concerning our sin. A change of mind concerning our sinfulness before a holy God. And that change of mind will result in a change in direction. You'll want to turn from darkness. You'll want to turn from evil and turn to the risen Savior and walk with him. Confess your sins. Call out to Christ right where you are. He's ready to hear from you. He wants to hear from you. Call upon him in faith with a repentant heart to save you, and he will. Trust him today and his finished work on the cross and what he did for you there. We're told in the book of Romans in the 6th chapter, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And then in the 10th chapter of the book of Romans, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." In conclusion, let me read to you Psalm 112, verse 4. This is the light of the world. This is the hope that is offered to a dying and fallen world, cursed because of their sin. "Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous." And that psalm is a prophetic psalm from the Old Testament, which look forward in time to the day when one would come who would give light to the world, the light of God's love, the light of God's forgiveness, the light of God's mercy. And that was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." If you have any questions regarding something you might have heard on this audio message, we encourage you to contact us either at our post office address or our web address. You can write to us at Trumpet Tract Ministries. Tract is spelled T-R-A-C-T, Ministries. Post Office Box 371352, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53237. Or you can contact us at our web address at www.trumpettracts.com. And if you've gotten saved through this message, we'd also like to hear from you so we can rejoice with you and pray for you. We also encourage you to pass this CD along to somebody else so that others can be blessed by the truth which is contained in the message. Until we hear from you, God bless, and we pray that this is the day that you have chosen to turn from the darkness of sin to the light of the world, Jesus Christ.